This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Lock and load.
I read an article, and I'm not really sure when this happened. Okay? Not really sure when this happened. I've been seeing a lot of the Never Trumpers who have decided it is perfectly okay to be physically violent with kids. If the kids wear a MAGA hat or a Trump 2020 something or whatever, it's perfectly okay to slap them in the face, knock their block off, you know, just, you know, generally just, you know, go all adult combat on them. And especially if you're an adult, you can do it all day long. And at the same time, I'm supposed to give up my guns because of the children. But it's okay to walk up to one that has a never, you know, a Trump hat on and just slap him silly. That's perfectly okay. So we have this. Two adults in Indiana, which, you know, they're old enough to be adults and young enough to be pretty stupid adults, in Indiana have been charged with multiple felony counts after they allegedly committed a vehicular attack against two minors who were riding their bicycles alongside the road, in which it very much appears to be a politically motivated assault. Now, that's alarming. Coming from the local press, which I don't, I don't really know which local press this is. The assailants were Snapchatting this. Not only are we going to do a politically motivated assault against two minors, we're going to Snapchat it because, you know, social media. We're talking about Kyron Gregory Perry-Jones, 23, and Kaylin Marie Smith, 18. Now, this happened back in July. This is not some election year kind of thing. This is July of 2019. And in the Snapchat video, which the police have found, young Mr. Kyron Gregory Perry-Jones is out there saying, "Y'all scared just like your president. America's not great." And some sort of expletive. I don't know what he said. One can only imagine. What do you think somebody that is willing to run children over because they have a Trump flag on the back of their bike, what do you think they would say? I don't know. Now, at one point, the male asked one of the boys if he was a Trump fan, and he said he was. And Perry Jones and Smith have been charged with two counts of intimidation and criminal recklessness. That's all felonies. They are also charged with one count each of theft and criminal mischief, which are misdemeanors. Now, they caught it on camera and filmed it themselves. And they told the kids, if you call 911, I'll just tell them you called me a, you know, one of those racial terms because Mr. Perry-Jones is black. They were yelling at the two teenage boys and demanding they pull the flag down on the video. Perry Jones allegedly threatened to beat the boys up for calling 911. He also said if the police questioned him about it, he'd just say that the boys called him a racial slur. During the encounter, Perry Jones allegedly drove his car through several yards chasing them. One of the boys told Detective Smith snatched their flag while filming the video, so they chased after the car. Only after the boys threatened to call police did the couple drop the flag and intentionally run it over with their vehicle before fleeing the area, record state. First things first, when it comes to political violence. Not everybody who's doing political violence is representative of the party from which they come. I would have to guess that these are Bernie bros and sisses. But I don't know. I don't know who they just know they don't like Trump because they read it somewhere. Maybe their teacher told them about it. I don't know. So, We've had one vehicular attack where they drove into a, you know, into a tent. Here we got two kids, two teenage kids on bikes, and this guy runs them off the road and chases them through backyards. Now, what I don't know, well, this is in Indiana. This is the thing. I've been to Indiana. You've been to, some of you have been to Indiana. Indiana's a big gun-carrying state. State. And I got to tell you, if I saw a vehicle chasing two children on bikes, I believe my moral compass would tug me in the direction of trying to intervene in that one. So, first thing to remember is the terrible actions of any specific individual never, ever represents their entire side of the ideological or partisan spectrum. We should know this as gun owners because every time somebody gets shot with a gun, we're all told that it's because of us. It's because my right to own a gun is so sacred to me that people die, which has nothing to do with it at all. I'm not a criminal. I don't advocate for crime. As a matter of fact, I'm part of a group that would actually stop crime. So getting out there and giving this guilt by association is cynical, and it's a demagogic silencing tactic. So we shouldn't be doing this either. And second, if two adult Trump supporters had done exactly this to two Democratic minors, especially if there was a racial component at play, that would be a major expletive deleted national story. My words. You know it and I know it. The president's climate of hate would be blamed. The journalists would be demanding comment from Republican politicians from all over the country. Everybody would be being ordered to condemn the president over this. And every Democratic candidate for president would have issued statements and tweets about it. And much like a recent episode in Florida, coverage of this alleged crime has received relatively muted coverage. The self-appointed civility cops are off duty. Interestingly, in the Florida and the Indiana assaults, the assailants are the ones that got, they did the video evidence. They videoed it. They were so happy. So I shoot a lot of video all the time. I got a YouTube channel, cameras. I got two cameras right in front of me right here. And I thoroughly enjoy shooting video. These people thoroughly enjoyed what they were doing. But the fact they're shooting video strongly suggests to me that they're convinced of their own righteousness. They either wanted to relive the attacks or expected to receive social approbation for their conduct based on the badness of their victims. But here's what happens when the narrative gets thrown out there and then it gets slammed down. Former Representative Keith Ellison, who I think is now, is he the Attorney General of Minnesota? I don't know. He said, I have never seen at Bernie Sanders supporters being unusually mean or rude. Could someone send me an example of a Bernie bro being bad? Also, are we holding all candidates responsible for the behavior of some of their supporters waiting to hear? Steve Scalise got out there and said, I can think of an example. Steve Scalise was shot by James Hodgkinson, who not only was a Bernie bro, he'd worked on Bernie Sanders' campaign. So, yeah, the Bernie bros are acting out. Keith, maybe you should just stick to what you know, which is pampering Somalis. And that is not a Mexican food. There was another pro-Trump minor who was physically assaulted by an adult in New Hampshire this month. So, I'm almost sure that a bunch of MAGA hat-wearing adults, if they were over there beating up a bunch of young Bernie Sanders wannabe Bernie bros, I'm sure it would get the same kind of coverage, aren't you? I'm sure there's no hypocrisy here on play at all. I'm positive of it. I just can't think of, you know, it's just not getting to me. But this does not end well. Unfortunately, it's not going to end well for all of these people that think violence is the default way to go. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNLive.com.
This is Lock and Load. Let me give you some quotes from the leftists, shall I? It's the job of law enforcement to have guns and decide when to shoot. You just do not want the average U.S. citizen carrying a gun. Michael Bloomberg, January 4th, 2020. This was right after the church shooting incident where Jack Wilson got up there and ended a would-be rampage killer. Then There's this. Guns. What for? To fight the government? The Cuban people don't need guns anyway. Fidel Castro, during his very first speech upon entering Havana, January 8, 1959. Now, Jack Wilson was the average U.S. citizen that inspired Michael Bloomberg's Castroite declaration, saving the lives of countless fellow deplorables when he expertly whacked with one perfect shot a murderous criminal at West Freeway Church of Christ in the famous Texas church shooting in White Settlement, Texas on December 29th. Shortly after that, Texas Governor Abbott honored the citizen hero Jack Wilson with the state's highest civilian honor, the Governor's Medal of Courage. He said during the ceremony, so many lives were saved because of Jack Wilson's quick action, his calmness under pressure, and above all else, his courage and his willingness to risk his own life to save the lives of others. Only God knows who is alive today because of Jack Wilson. Apparently, this bothers Michael Bloomberg. Why, you know, White Settlement, Texas sounds like a town full of farmers, those dumb farmers. For all Bloomberg knew, Wilson might have been a farmer himself. At any rate, shortly after Fidel Castro's famous speech, the process of gun confiscation started in Cuba, but gradually. Initially, it was aimed at disarming rival revolutionary groups who had fought Batista but weren't communist-backed. But then the definition of the rival that definition became very sweeping. It started to include just about every Cuban with a gun. And significantly, Castro's famous anti-gun speech was proclaimed a full 2 years before he came out of the closet as a full-fledged Marxist-Leninist. And as it turned out, the few guns still in the hands of the mostly redneck, yeah, the dumb people that Bloomberg sneers at, Cubans from 1960 to 1966, caused great panic for the Soviet Castroites. Those few guns resulted in the only genuine Cuban guerrilla war of the 20th century. And it can't be repeated often enough. It was fought against the utterly bogus rural guerrillas, Fidel Castro and Che Guevara. Maybe Bernie Sanders doesn't know about that particular guerrilla war. Because Bernie claims in 1959, everybody was totally convinced that Fidel Castro was the worst guy in the world, and all the Cuban people were going to rise up in rebellion against Fidel Castro. They forgot that he educated their kids, gave their kids health care, totally transformed the society. So they expected this tremendous uprising in Cuba, but it never came. Farm collectivization was no more voluntary in Cuba than it was in the Ukraine. And Cuba's kulaks, which were the deplorables, had guns. A few, at first. Around 1960, thousands of Cuba's enraged campesinos, which were the country people, whom Bloomberg sneers at as well, grabbed their guns and started fighting desperately as Castro and Che Guevara started stealing their land to build Soviet kolkhozes while murdering and jailing anybody who resisted. And this insurgency, which was 90 miles from our shores, involved 10 times the number of rebels, 10 times the number of casualties, and more than twice the amount of time as the teeny little skirmish against Batista. Had the rebels gotten a fraction of the aid that we gave to the Mujahideen, sorry about that, I forgot how to pronounce it, they would have been victorious. The Mujahideen, they eventually became the Taliban. Now, I won't bother asking if you've ever heard of this insurgency on a very doorstep from the fake history channel, the fake news media, or your professors. These valiant and desperate insurgents were fighting the worldwide left's premier pinup boys, Fidel Castro and Che Guevara. And that's all you need to know about the media Hollywood silence. This is a thoroughly documented insurgency that turns on its very head everything the media Hollywood complex would have us believe about Che Guevara and Fidel Castro. And when the brutal fascist dictator Batista ran Cuba, everybody from the New York Times to Look Magazine and Boys Life was perfectly free to traipse around the island at their every whim, reporting on the utterly bogus guerrilla war. And you know, what they were doing were transcribing what Cuba was putting out via Castro and Guevara. But don't take it from me. All I have is an axe to grind, after all. And But you could take it from Che Guevara, right? This is from his diary. Much more valuable than rural recruits for our Cuban guerrilla force were American media recruits to export our propaganda. That by Che Guevara, the dude with the t-shirts. Castro and Guevara were alarmed by the widespread and savage insurgency. And they sent a special emissary named Flavio Brava, whimpering to their Bolshevik sugar daddy Khrushchev. And he's saying, we are on a crusade against kulaks like you were in 1930. So in short order, Soviet military advisors still flushed from their success against their own campesinos, and the Ukrainian Holocaust were rushed to Cuba. And the anti-Stalinist rebellion found no intrepid U.S. reporters anywhere near Cuba's hills. What came to be known as the Bay of Pigs invasion was originally planned as a link-up with the Cuban resistance at the time, which was more numerous per capita than the French resistance before D-Day. Che Guevara had a very bloody hand in one of the major anti-insurgency wars on this continent. Many of these anti-communist redneck guerrillas were executed on the spot upon capture, which was a Che speciality. We fought with a fury of cornered beasts, said one to describe their desperate freedom fight against the Soviet occupation of an island 90 miles from U.S. shores through their proxies, Fidel Castro and Che Guevara. If Cuba's anti-Castro rebels had gotten similar help from the U.S. as George Washington's anti-British rebels got from France, some murderers and bandits named Fidel Castro and Che Guevara would get less Wikipedia space today than Pancho Villa. In fact, more French troops fought and died at Yorktown than did colonial rebels. Small arm shipments from these genuine Cuban guerrilla compatriots in South Florida were their major lifeline, but Kennedy's missile crisis solution with Khrushchev cut this lifeline. So it's a tribute to the power of Castroite fake news media, Hollywood mythology, that even with all this information, a matter of public record for almost half a century, the academic slash fake news media Hollywood mantra still has Castro defying 10 U.S. presidents. And that's just a joke. That's a pathetic joke. So, that's Cuba. That's the Cuba that Bernie likes. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As polls continue to close on this Super Tuesday, USA Radio Network's Robin Walensky has a report on two states already projecting winners.
Tim, polls in Virginia closed at 7 p.m. Eastern and Fox News projecting former Vice President Joe Biden to win the state, Bernie Sanders coming in second place, Mike Bloomberg in third, and Elizabeth Warren fourth in Virginia. Bernie Sanders winning in his home state of Vermont, where he's been senator for the past 13 years since 2007. Mike Bloomberg in the race, his headquarters in West Palm Beach, Florida, this Super Tuesday. It remains to be seen if he gains any traction after spending millions on ads.
Joe Biden wins the North Carolina primary, one of three Super Tuesday states where more than 100 delegates are at stake. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Is Lock and Load. Just to prove my assertion that Fox News is not all that in a bag of chips. A lot of people like Neil Cavuto. I don't know why. I'm not a big fan of raspy voices myself. As a matter of fact, I hate them so much when I have a raspy voice and I'm supposed to be doing this, I just don't even show up. I hate it that much. Just hate that much. Now, Neil Cavuto, if you haven't noticed, he's anti-Trump. And he often demonstrates the difference between being glib and being articulate. And he says he doesn't work for Trump, which, you know, no kidding. Cavuto took umbrage at Trump's reaction to an A.B. Stoddard interview with Cavuto in which he falsely stated, in defending the Bloomberg-Hindenburg-esque Nevada debate performance, that Trump consistently lost his 2016 debates with cringeworthy and disastrous performances. Now, first things first, if you are going to be in the public eye, if you're going to be on television, or anything, if you're going to be out there in the public eye, people are going to notice it. Some are going to like what you do, and some are going to hate what you do. And some are going to comment on what you do, and some of the comments are not going to be complimentary. And if you can't take that, get out of the business. Just get out of the business. I can't begin to tell you some of the fine critiques I've had to stand in my time in the radio business. Now, none of what A.B. Stoddard said was accurate. And Cavuto didn't call her on it. Later, he agreed with her. And when Trump called both on it during his Colorado rally, Cavuto got righteously indignant in a statement which could have been an MSNBC audition tape about Trump stating the truth and showing us the man behind the Fox business curtain. So we get this. Fox News' Neil Cavuto and a contributor to his show found themselves the subjects of a lengthy tirade by President Donald Trump at his rally in Colorado Thursday night. For roughly 10 minutes, Trump went on about his performances in the 2016 debates, holding up papers with polls showing how well he did in the debates, taking the occasional shot at Cavuto and the contributor A.B. Stoddard of Real Clear Politics. Earlier in the day, while discussing Bloomberg's dreadful performance in the Democratic debate Wednesday, Stoddard mentioned Trump's poor showings in the 2016 debates. She said, I think Donald Trump had disastrous debate performances. Many answers were so cringeworthy, you just couldn't even believe he was still standing on the stage and he's president. It doesn't matter if you believe it or not, AB. And this is one thing I would tell the president. Don't show up taking a bunch of evidence of the stuff. You're the president. You obviously rattled the cages of everybody you debated. You beat them into the mud. You don't have to you have nothing to prove now. Absolutely nothing to prove. And, you know, I know that he would just tell me, yes, but I must. So that's fine. Cavuto said, just to point out, he did not. When you look at polls that came from Fox, NBC, CNN, Politico, YouGov, and a host of others, the initial read was that he had failed to do well in those debates. He ultimately won, but he didn't poll well in these debates. So, you know, that would be the kind of thing I would expect Rachel Maddow to say. I'm sorry. Pundits, though, which is what Cavuto is, which is what I am. Pundits are entitled to their own opinions, but they're not entitled to their own facts. And they're certainly not the final arbiters of truth, which I believe that about myself. When Cavuto agrees with Stoddard that Trump lost the 2016 debates, how did he determine that? The only way to determine that is at the polls the following November. He didn't poll well in those debates. He didn't poll well either in the Fox News election night polls that told us to expect a President Hillary Clinton. Everybody thought that was going to be the case till 9 p.m. election night. Debates are a means to an end. They're not an end to themselves. They give talking head pundits who think they're smarter than us a reason to exist. Some of them are allowed to bloviate and provide analysis that in the end is full of sound and fury and means nothing. That's one reason I'm glad I'm not in there, because most of these guys, they stand there and, like, a guy will give a speech, guy or female, it doesn't matter, give a speech, and then they'll sit there after you've just watched the entire speech and tell you what you just heard, because they don't think you understand what you just heard. But how do you determine who won a debate? The voters at the polls make that determination, Neil. Trump was center stage at each debate for a reason. And what exactly do you get when you win one? A certificate of authenticity from Neil Cavuto and A.B. Stoddard, perhaps? I don't know. Can't imagine. Trump never said that Cavuto or Fox News literally worked for him. Cavuto's clever turn of the phrase is the first of many inaccuracies in his response to Trump. A phrase works for me, Cavuto, means an action one agrees with or approves of or applauds. That works for me. Now, Trump clearly did not agree with Stoddard's fictitious analysis or Cavuto's letting it stand uncontested. And you shouldn't, I shouldn't, nobody should. If somebody says something that is so, you know, that's one of those things you can say and then you don't have to show any proof of it. And if you're going to do that, if a pundit is going to let a guest get away with that, then you're not a pundit anymore. Now you're sort of a propagandist, I'm afraid. Which Neil would probably think those are fighting words. And Neil, you could step up and start bouncing all you like, son. I'll meet you on that one, brother. Now, Trump has watched, as we have watched, as you have watched, as Fox News veers slowly to the left, they've added the likes of Richard Fowler, Marie Jobs for Isis Harf, and Jessica Tarlov, and certainly nothing says fair and balanced, which is a phrase that Fox curiously dropped from its own advertising, like former DNC chair Donna Brazile. Trump watches as Judge Andrew Napolitano was paraded out repeatedly to agree with Adam Schiff that Trump's Ukraine call was an impeachable offense and that Trump was guilty of at least four separate articles that could be filed. Legal analyst and former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova was effectively banished from Fox commentary for saying on Tucker Carlson's show that Napolitano was foolish. And for some reason, they never paired Napolitano with analysts and legal scholars that disagreed with him, like DiGenova, or Fox analyst Greg Jarrett, or Harvard Law School professor Emeritus Alan Dershowitz. And against a backdrop of bias Trump reacted to what the overrated Stoddard, who most recently found work at Real Clear Politics, said on Cavuto's show. And if you're going to say these things, then you got to expect for every action there's going to be an equal but opposite reaction. See, this is the thing. The media does not look at you and think that you can give them a reply. And they all think Trump is a buffoon, except Trump's the president, which makes all of their stuff erroneous. They can think all they want to, but Trump's smart enough to be the president. And he's smart enough to be reelected president. So, I remember all the polls as I was watching this thing, and I saw all these people saying, you know, projecting that it was going to be Hillary. Then we started seeing the returns come in, and everybody was like, well, what's going on here? MSNBC was a hoot to watch that night. Everybody was a hoot to watch that night. It was a shock to everybody. And, yeah. So, there you have it. Fox News is not conservative by any stretch of the imagination. If you think it is, okay, you're just incorrect. They're not conservative. They are going to the left. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Live. This is Lock and Load. Now let's go expand a little bit on the Bernie Bros, if we can, and this ridiculous statement by, Keith Ellison is the Minnesota Attorney General. My network is in Minnesota. What's going on there? What do we need to do to help you? You know, Ellison is the one that gave us all of the, he gave us the examples of how to treat women. He's tweeted that the Bernie brothers, that rabid group of Bernie Sanders supporters that seem like a bunch of Antifa, are just passionate and gentle. Probably misunderstood, too. I told you the tweet. Now, like most Democrats who aren't really Democrats anymore, like most progressives and leftists out there, Ellison has a selective and oh-so-short memory when it comes to their hypocrisy on moral issues and inciting violence. So, turns out somebody provided Ellison with an example of a Bernie bro going bad. And the winner of the Ellison challenge is none other than Congressman Steve Scalise, the victim of a Bernie bro running amok with guns and a list of Republicans he wanted to kill. So we get this, as the text would state. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise deftly shushed Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison on Twitter Thursday over Ellison's ignorant tweet challenging the violent nature of the Senator Bernie Sanders supporting Bernie bros. Scalise, a Louisiana Republican, fired back referring to his own personal experience with a Bernie bro that left him with a severe bullet wound in his hip. I can think of an example. Now, Scalise was the victim of a Democrat terrorist who was inspired by the apocalyptic rhetoric of Bernie Sanders, that millions would die and the planet was in peril because of Republican policies. And this cat went and shot up a Virginia baseball field full of Republican lawmakers in June of 2017. Scalise spent 6 weeks in the hospital fighting for his life after the Bernie Sanders supporters decided to save humanity by shooting Scalise and other Republicans. Senator Rand Paul does not buy the line that Sanders was not responsible for the attack. Neither do I. Rand Paul said, I was there on the ball field when Stephen Scalise almost died from a very, very angry, violent man who was incited really by the rhetoric on the left. And this hasn't been reported enough. When he came on the field with a semi-automatic weapon, firing probably close to 200 shots at us, shooting five people and almost killing Steve Scalise, he was yelling, this is for health care. He also had a list of conservative legislators, Republicans, in his pocket that he was willing to kill. So what happens is that when Democrats say get up in their face, they need to realize there are a lot of unstable people out there, Rand Paul continued, who are prone to violence, people with anger issues. And this is what happens when the likes of Eric Holder or Cory Booker or Maxine Waters preach confrontation, intimidation, and getting in the faces of opponents. You know, words actually have consequences. And when you preach that people will die unless something is done, you know, I've asked this question many times. When are they going to pick up weapons and come after us? This guy's already led the way. James Hodgkinson has already led the way. James C. Hodgkinson, who the federal authorities at the time identified as the shooter and who died in a shootout with police, was a staunch Bernie Sanders supporter and fit the Bernie Bro descriptor, which has come to encapsulate the segment of Sanders' insufferable and intolerant far-left supporters who are mostly young white males, apparently motivated at least in part by racism and sexism. Hodgkinson's ideology was clear from his Facebook account, where he had posted things such as Trump is a traitor, Trump had destroyed our democracy, it's time to destroy Trump and company, and Republicans are the Taliban of the USA. The rhetoric of the left and of Bernie Sanders is violent and apocalyptic all the time. If the human race is going to be extinct in 10 or 12 years due to capitalist greed, this encourages people to desperately take matters into their own hands and brush aside those who stand between Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Bernie Sanders and planetary salvation. Typical of the left-wing media reaction was MSNBC's Joy Ann Reid, who, in an appalling example of the left's pathological hatred of everything and anyone conservative, said in not so many words that Representative Steve Scalise kind of had it coming when a Bernie Sanders volunteer tried to assassinate him and his GOP colleagues as a practice for the annual baseball game between Democrats and Republicans in Congress. As Fox News reported, as Representative Steve Scalise lay in his hospital bed, recovering after he was shot by a maniac gunman who was hunting congressional Republicans, an MSNBC host asked whether the House Majority Whip's life-threatening injuries meant Americans had to ignore his political positions. Joy Ann Reid, on Saturdays, cited Scalise's positions on Obamacare and gay marriage as among the concerning moral issues she felt couldn't be overlooked despite his critical injury at the hands of a left-leaning lunatic who opened fire at a GOP baseball practice on June 14th. She said, there's a whole country out there and a lot of people, at least in my Twitter timeline, and it's a delicate thing because everybody's wishing the congressman well and hoping that he recovers, but Steve Scalise has a history that we've all been forced to sort of ignore on race. And then began the, you know, her litany of his crimes against humanity for which he deserved to be a target for assassination. This reveals how skewed the moral compass is of these people on the left, without a doubt. She said he did come to leadership after some controversy over attending a white nationalist event, which he says he didn't know what it was. He also co-sponsored a bill to amend the Constitution to define marriages between a man and a woman. He voted for the House health care bill, which, as you said, would gut health care for millions of people, including 3 million children, and he co-sponsored a bill to repeal the ban on semi-automatic weapons. It's easy to dismiss Joy Ann Reid because she's an idiot. Okay, she's a gadfly. But then we come to CBS's Scott Pelley, who supposedly represents mainstream media and has professed objectivity and fairness. But there he was, blaming Scalise's shooting on Scalise's rhetoric. Then Scott Pelley, who officially ended his tenure at the Nation, our network's evening news anchor the following evening, told viewers that it's time to ask whether the attack on the United States Congress Wednesday was foreseeable, predictable, and to some degree self-inflicted. And it's sort of clear that his subsequent commentary that his answers to all three elements were yes. It's equally clear from the examples he supported as support for what he sees or wants viewers to see, the problem as predominantly about the conduct of those on the right. So he's calling this self-inflicted. So this cat woke up in Alexandria on that morning intent on killing Republicans, not because of anything they'd said or done, but because of what the Democratic leadership said they had done. and of what they have said about the policies from the Republicans. And you know, health care, climate change, they're going to kill people, they're Nazi-inspired, setting off the leftist loons determined to save mankind. Maxine Waters, of course, has embraced the civilized concept of mob rule. She's the one that said she has no sympathy for those who serve in the administration, and the public should turn on them and absolutely harass White House officials while they're doing normal everyday activities. Then she said, she added that members of the Trump administration who continue to serve and defend the president should be harangued at gas stations and restaurants and while shopping at department stores. They know what they're doing is wrong, and for that, the public should ridicule and protest them every chance they get. There is a reason I point this out to you. They think it's okay to kill you. They think it's okay to kill your legally, you know, your duly elected representatives. Just because you support Trump, they think it's okay to run over children with a car while they're on bikes because they show a Trump flag. This is their mentality. To paraphrase John Farnham, there's nobody there to help you. You're on your own. Go armed everywhere you go. Be prepared to repel. They will most certainly, if they come at you, they're going to be coming at you to terminate you. We'll be back again tomorrow night in about 21 hours. In between now and then, if you would, please, you know, just remember this. Never been about gun control. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.